There's a well-known Maisa about the Balatanya when he was imprisoned in Petersburg, that one of the high officers came to see him and actually to question him and interrogate him, which was very, very common in those days. When he came into the cell, he saw that the Tanya was very much, he was deep in thought, and he was fatifed in some sort of his Indian in his machshavas, and he recognized right away, just looking at him, that we're talking about a special person here. This particular tsar, this particular official, was also a gadol in chokhmah, was a very, very wise man. In addition to that, also he knew a lot of sort of a mystical biblical scholar. He knew something about the Bible as well. And the tsar says to the Rebbe, he says, I want to ask you a question. I have a question in the Torah. He says, maybe you can answer me. And the Tanya says, ask. So he says, tell me pshat in the Pasuk, it says in Parshas Bereishis, it says, Vayikra Hashem el Adam vayoyim Eloi Ayeko. Right after the Chet of Deitz Adas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu calls Adam HaRishon and he says to him, Ayeko, where are you? So the tsar, the officer, he has the Tanya and says, does not Kodesh Baruch Hu knew where he was? Why do they have to ask? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu ask Ayeko? The Baruch Hu is Givis. So the Rebbe said to him, he said, do you believe that the Torah is eternal and that it applies b'chol mokem and b'chol zman in every generation? It applies to each and every person? And the tsar says, yes, I believe it. So he says, this call, Vayikra Hashem, Elohim Yom La'Yeko, is a call, is a reoccurring call in every generation. Torah is nitzchias. It started with Adam HaRishon. But then this call was not only to the first man, but the Tanya said that this is really a reoccurring call to each and every person. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to each and every person and says, Ayeko, vi bist in the Welt. What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? And the Tanya goes on to say, and says, Lamashal, somebody like you, who lived already so many years, and he happened to be mechavne exactly the amount of years how old he was. Did you ever do a toiva to someone in your life? What contribution in a positive way did you make in this world? And he was quite stunned when he saw that, as he related exactly and hit it on the nail. It was very, very nispoil. And after this meeting, when it concluded, he himself, the Tsar, put in a good word and he raved to the Caesar about the Rebbe that he's an Adam Godel. He says he's a godly man. Namela, he believes that the Rebbe was framed and it was a false libel against him and so on and so forth, and he was freed. Upon him, the pshat in the pasuk says, "Vayikra Hashem al Adam v'yomer la'Ayeko." This applies to each and every person, each and every generation. You have to hear that calling. Like the Mishnah says in Ovid, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim." There's a baskoil. That's Beitzim HaChayiv. That's Machrezes that goes on and it calls. We don't always hear it, but our pinimius, our neshama, should hear it. And Mamela, that is the kavan of the pasuk. We begin now. Tanya Perik Beis. In the previous parik, the Tanya pointed out and said that Bemis, every Nefesh Yisrael, every Yid really has two Nishamas. He started out by saying that we have the first Nishama, which is the Nefesh HaBahamis, which is really the Nefesh of Klipa, which is the source and the root of all the Midos Rois, based upon the Arbo Yisaitis, the four elements that a person, right, is born with, which are Eish, Ofer, Ruach, and Mayim. These are the four Yesodis that make up the person, and all of the various Midos Rois branch out from these four elements, from these four Yesodis. However, the chilik is between a Yid and a Goy, said the Tanya, that even that Nefesh HaBahamis, even in that animalistic soul, it's you have, which is four layers. There's Gimel Klipos, the Sholish Klipos HaTameyos, and the fourth one is Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noiga means that it's able to transform it into good. That's shaykh only by Yid. Even within his animalistic soul, it's a possibility. There's a chelik of that soul, which is klipas noyge, which is able to transform into good. But that's only by Yisroel. Now the Tanya comes and discusses the second nefesh. And the Tanya says, V'hanefesh ha'shein is bi Yisroel. The truth is that the second nefesh that we find by a yid, that second nefesh, he says, I want you to know that he chelik eloika mimal mamish. It's amazing words. I want you to know that the neshama, that second neshama that a yid has, you know, he says by Yisroel, only by Yisroel, is a chelik eloika, is a chelik of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You notice that Tanya says chelik eloika mimal mamish. Mamish, which means it is truly so. This is emesdik so. If you're talking, why Tanya adds the word mamish? Because lafuke, because although this is, by the way, it's a posik in Iyev. In Iyev it says that a person is a chelik eloika mimal, yet the Tanya adds the word mamish. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Tomid Daf Choftes from Ravami. Ravami says, we find, if you look through various psukim in the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, or Losh Chazal, many times they use hyperbole. Gizmoyes, exaggerations. Chazal say in Tomid, Divrei Torah b'loshon Havai, we find the Torah b'loshon Havai, which means exaggerations. Chazal say, Divrei Nevi'im b'loshon Havai, we find it Nevi'im, and Divrei Chachomim b'loshon Havai. And we find it also Divrei Chachomim. Example, the Gemara goes on to say, Divrei Torah b'loshon Havai, what do you find most of the Torah uses? A metaphor of a guzma. It says very clearly in Parashas Devarim, it says, Orem gedoylois ubitzuris vashomayim. You have that the cities over there are built, right? All the way up to the heavens. Now obviously it's not shaykh to build a building to reach the heavens. And the Gemara says, Vashomayim sal kedatoch? How could it be Vashomayim? The Gemara says, Ela guzma. It's a guzma. That's an indication that Divrei Torah b'loshon Havai. Divrei Chachomim b'loshon Havai, the Gemara says, the Mizbeach had a pile of ashes, you know, from the Karbonos, which was centrally located, and as all the ashes were gathered together in a pile which was called a tapuach, the shape of an apple. And Chazal give an example, a moshul, to the great extent of the ashes from the Karbonos. Chazal say that the tapuach was machzik shloish meyos kur, 300 kur, which is an enormous, enormous, enormous amount. In addition, it says that the karm tomid, before we shechted, when they gave it water to drink, because it was a good idea, an animal should have some water because then it's easier to remove the skin. The mice of Havshota, to remove the skin, is much better if the animal is given something to drink before. And Chazal say, v'hishku sa tomid b'koy shel zohov, a golden becher. So the Gemara goes on to say, what do you mean koy shel zohov? It's a guzma. What about tapuach with shloish meyos kur, 300 kur? It's also, it's come out an impossibility. Chazal say it was also only a guzma, the Gemara says. But it was given to describe that it was extremely, extremely large amount. We find divrei neviim loshen havai. Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, v'cholam ha'aretz mechalalim b'chalilim, they're playing the flute, and it said, vati, the noise or the sound from the flute, vati boka ha'aretz l'koilam, and the ground cracked. Now, it's very unlikely that the ground physically actually cracked by the sound of the chalil. Chazal said it was a guzma. Goes on to say there was a geffen. There was a built geffen which was made out of zohov. So you had a geffen which was made out of zohov. And hoisoy medes al pesach ha-hechol was made out of zohov. And that stood in front of the hechol. And people would be menadev. People would be menadev items. And be hung up on that geffen. Be hung up on that geffen. So Chazal say that it's also only guzma. It wasn't really made out of zohov. Geffen shel zohov u'kedoyim. Pareiches, for example, the pareiches that separated between the kodesh hakodeshim, or then the heichol. The Chazal say, you know the size of the pareiches. It says shloish meyos koyhanim atvila moisa. That if it should become tomei, 300 koyhanim were necessary to toivle it. 300 koyhanim. Gemara says really is a guzma. So being we find so many different psukim in the Torah, where Chazal clearly tell us that this is a guzma, when we see it sometimes very clearly. So it's very possible, suggesting, that that's why the Tanya over here is adding the word mamish. This is not a guzma. In other words, here too, it's a posik in Iyev. The posik in Iyev says, chelik eloika mimal, that the nishom of a person is actually a part of the Rebbeinu Shloilem himself. Yet the Tanya goes on to say, mamish. Because you might say, I'm not going to spoil the posik. Nishama is mamish a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Abad is the Rabbeinu Shloim. Created the Nishama. Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved with the Nishama. But to tell me that the Nishama is mamish a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shloim himself seems to be like a guzma. That every Yid should possess such a chelik. Within him is mamish a shtik Rabbeinu Shloim. So the Rebbe Tanya says, want you to know that this is mamish. That this, in fact, that this is the way it is. So you notice what the Tanya says, the lotion that he uses is, he says that this is chelik alakai mimal. Chelik alakai mimal. Just want to mention that in fact, yes, chelik alakai mimal is a posik, is really a posik in here. The Tanya added the word mamish as well. But regarding Yaakov Avinu, in last week's parsha, what does Yaakov Avinu describe himself? He said the distinction that between him and Esav, he says Esav is an ish soyer, Vanoichi ish cholok. What does cholok mean? Smooth. Say Chazal, there's another meaning. Vanoichi ish cholok. Cholok means, you know who I am? Ki chelik Hashem amoy. Cholok from Loshin chelik. I am part of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Ki chelik Hashem amoy. So again, another reference to the idea of where, how far reaching the source of the Nishom of Yid. Nishom of Yid is a chelik alikam imal. V'noichi ish cholok means chelik Hashem amoy. And by the way, in the name Yisroel itself, because the Tanya starts out, v'nefesh Hashem is b'Yisroel. In the name Yisroel itself, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name right in it. What's Yisroel? Yosher Kael. Which means that every Yid is called a Yisroel, is defined Yisroel by the makeup of Yosher Kael. Again, he has within himself a chelik alakai mimal. He has a shtik Rabbeinu Shloim within himself. Interesting just to point out that the Rebbe Ayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok, when he was 11 years old, his father, the Rashab, learned Tanya with him. And he made the following observation. He says that the word mima'al, chelik alakai mima'al, and the word mamish, they actually express two opposite concepts in its entirety. Why? Because when you say the nisham is a chelik alakai mima'al, mima'al means ruchnis shebaruchnis. It means the highest level of ruchnis you can imagine. You can't go any higher. That's what mima'al means. Chelik alakai mima'al. On the other hand, the word mamish, which is mamoshes, denotes, he said, gashmi is shebegashmi. So the gadlus, he says, the mila of this nefesh, hanefesh hashenis, that the Tanya is talking about. So the Rashab said that the mila of this nefesh hashenis is that agam mitzarechod is ruchnis sheberuchnis. It's so high. But nevertheless, that neshama takes up activity and lowers itself, and it merges with the lowest level of gashmius. That's a tremendous kaya. Mimal and mamish, the highest level you can imagine, ruchnis shebruchnis, but it merges with the lowest level of gashmius. This is the koyach in the neshama, to have this combination, to have this mizuk, to have this merger, and to have this harmony, this tafkid of what the neshama, which is a chelik alakai mimal, can do. Goes on the Tanya and says, from where do we derive this idea that in fact that the neshama of the Yisrael is a chelik alakai mimal? This becomes also substantiated. Pasuk says by Brias Odom, the Pasuk says by Yipach be'apov nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Odom Rishon, he blew a nishmas chayim, right? A neshama of life. Now you realize we're talking about Odom Rishon, of course, but even if it's talking about Odom Rishon, but we know that Odom Rishon, his neshama was called a neshama klolis, which means that the neshama of Odom Rishon was koila within itself, all the neshamas Yisrael. All the subsequent neshamas that emanated after Odom Rishon's children, children's children, the entire world population, but I'm talking about now about Bikur, about Yidden, descendants of Odom Rishon, that we're talking about, were all nichlal. All Yidden, the Yiddish Nishama, the Nishamas Yisrael, were all Nichlal and Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon's Nishama encompassed and was koilel all of the Nishamas. And later they just branched out. They branched out into individual items. So Vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim means not only Adam Rishon's neshama, but actually what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam Rishon the neshamas of every yid. Every yid's neshama came into being by being blown through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the pasuk specifically, that pasuk talks about Adam Rishon, but Adam Rishon's neshama represents everybody's neshama. It's the neshama koilelis, the neshama klolis. Then the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama has a very, very special, bedavkidig emphasis. This is, by the way, another posik. What's the other posik about how does the neshama possess within the person? Ba'ata nefach tobi. Right? We say this in the Lekai Neshama. Ba'ata nefach tobi, and you blew it into me. Right? So again, we have here the Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the neshama. So this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows has specific meaning. And what is that? So the Fanya follows. What that tells us, which has been written in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, "Man de nofach mitoyche nofach." The Zohar says, a person who blows, he blows from his pneumius. When you blow, what are you blowing? You're blowing from your inside out. Whenever a person blows, it means he blows from his pneumius. Pirish. It means to say, mitoyche yusoy umipnimiyusoy. From his inwardness, means from his innermost being. When you blow from your innermost being. Which means, shetoichiyis, upnimiyis, hachiyis, moitzi ben vichosa bekoich. A person, when he blows, what he gives out, his most innermost chiyus that a person possesses, he gives it out when he blows, with force. When you blow with force, you give out your pnimiyis. Your innermost life force, you give out when you blow. And it is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama into mankind, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew from his pneumius, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, from his innermost essence. Because when you blow, you're blowing from your pneumius. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama in, didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the neshama in. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama in. When you blow, man de nofach, mitoyche nofach. When someone blows, he blows from his inside, from his inwardness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama means the neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pneumius. Right? And we know for a fact, you know, that a person gets more tired, you know, when he blows than when he speaks. Right? The person, in order to blow, of course, this takes more tirche, takes more energy, takes more exertion. And Mamela, when the Torah uses the Lashon blowing to describe, right, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu implants the neshama into a yid, it signifies that the neshama originates, the source of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's innermost being, through blowing. And Mamela means that a yid, basically the shayish of a yid, is rooted in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's most essential being, as the Tanya continues on to show even further. So this is the significance about a Kodesh Baruch Hu blue. This is again another indication that the neshama of a yid is a chelik of Lekai Mimal. It's a mamish a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shleinu. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't merely place the neshama within a yid, but he blew. And when you blow from your pneumius. Man de nofach mitoichoy nofach. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out of his essence, he gave some of his essence, some of his being, into a yid. That is the chelik elakai mimal mamish. It comes from the pnimius. It comes mitoichiyusoy, and it comes from the pnimiyusoy. The Tanya brings here two psukim. The Tanya brings two psukim in order to establish this fact. First pasuk, of course, the pasuk is by Adam Rishon. The pasuk says, "Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim." That was the first pasuk the Tanya brings, and as we said, the first raya. Why would it be a raya? Because we pointed out that even though this is talking about Adam Rishon, however, Adam Rishon's neshama was the neshama klolis, the neshama klolis that had within it all of the neshamas that later came into being to private people. Adam Rishon being the first man. Had all of the neshamas, all of the millions and millions of neshamas, all were nichlal in Adam Rishon's neshama. So when he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu blew a neshama in Adam, he didn't blow just one neshama. He blew all of the millions of neshamas. All of the millions of neshamas, they were all nichlal in Adam Rishon's neshama. Just want to give you an idea how this thought basically manifests itself in a wonderful explanation, a very difficult Gemara. Maybe familiar, Rav Schwab has also a bort on it in his own Mahalach. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when he came to the Akedah,
The Baruch Hu uses a lashon, very ambiguous lashon. Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, says, "Kach noas binchas yitzchak, please, please." Kach noas, because Baruch Hu is always like is pleading with him. Kach noas, please. The Chazal say, "Om Reb Shimon Bar Abba," when it says in Sanhedrin Apites, "Ein noas l'loshim bekosher," because Moshel Melech Basav Adam, it's a Moshel to a Melech. She'omdu olav milchama is harbe, a Melech who waged many wars, and he had a gibor echad v'natchon. He had a mighty warrior. A mighty soldier who won the wars. He wins the battles. Chazal said, Leyomim, Omdo Olov, Milchoma Chazoke. Finally, there came a very, very difficult Milchoma. So the Melech says, Amod Nazach, Om Aloy. So the Melech says to the Gibber, I know you won so many battles, but you know, this is the one. This is the one that's either going to make you or break you. Your fate, commands your Metzias, is totally in the following. He says, "Bebekosha mimcha amoid li b'molchamazu." Make sure you win this war. So yoimru rishoinus ein b'mamish. Because otherwise they'll say the rishoinus ein b'mamish. So kach amar kodesh baruch hu avraham avinu. Avraham avinu was tested with so many tests, and he passed them. The chazal, kodesh baruch hu says avraham avinu, please pass. Kach no. Make sure that you pass this test of the akedah. Why? Because otherwise, shlo yoimru ein mamish b'rishoinim. Otherwise, people might say that all of the other tests that you passed in the past, ain't mamish b'rishoinim. The very shveri gemara. What does it mean, ain't mamish? Those that he passed, you can't take that away from him. If you lose some, you win some. So you get credit for those that you won. When you lost, you lost. What does it mean, ain't mamish b'rishoinim? Why, if you don't pass the last one, what does that mean, ain't mamish b'rishoinim? So as I mentioned, Rav Schwab has a pshat of p'darkoi. So the Yostrav Serebe, the Meir Yechiel, the Goyin Kodesh, the Goyin Otsumoyed, a tremendous, tremendous charis. The Ostrov Rebbe Meir Yechiel, by the way, the Klozenberg Rebbe had smicha from him, also, from a Meir Yechiel of Ostrov. And he was a self-made man. He didn't particularly come from any Rebbe Sheyichis. He was a tremendous, tremendous Oyed Hashem, was a tremendous Goyin. And the Klal Yisrael recognized his madregas. As a matter of fact, they say he weighed almost nothing, because he fasted 40 years, like the Gemara says on Rav Tzodik, the Gemara says, because of Tzoras Yisrael. The Yid did not eat. He fasted for, he ate at night, obviously. But he fasted for 40 years. In the Sfarim that you find in his time, he gave Askomas, the many Sfarim. But not just writing Askomas. You write pages of Ha'oris on the Chidushim of that Sefer. But not Stam Askomas. You know, if you got Askomas from him, you also got pages of Chidushim. There, and that's Stam. Tremendous Polish Harifis. That was the style. Those Mekaymas, that type of learning. And this is Ostrov Rebbe, a Goyin Otzum. A sefer called Meirei Nechachomim, a number of Chalokim. Also a sefer which is called Oyer Teirim, in Parshas of Vayeru. He says like this, he says, Samod Nazach, you know, we always say in the Vidui. We say in the Vidui, we say, Sheino no azei ponim, k'shei oyer v'loim of necho tzadikim, anachnim v'loi chaton. No, we admit. Right, we confess. What do we say? Aval anachnu? He said, Vimishterandam tatendu. Who made you an apotropos on your parents? Yes, heute gewen, klap al chet of dana. Well, why was anachnu vavi seinu? Was mishrandam zayden mit tatendu? You say, you're doing video for your adeiris. Oshamnu, bagadnu. Well, why anachnu vavi seinu? Who made you an apotropos on your father? Who are you to be mizvad on your father? And you're passing judgment where your father was chayte, was not chayte. You know yourself, you're chayte, fine. Admit it. Zaymoide. Kind of a thing is this, aval anachnu vavi seinu chatonu. What does this mean? So he said the pshat is based upon what we mentioned here, like by Odom Rishon. The Odom Rishon basically being the first man means not only he was the first man, but Nichlal and Odom Rishon were all of the Nishamas. All of the Nishamas. All of the Toilodis, all of the future generations that are also to be born. All of the Yoytzeh Chalotzov, Atzoyv Kol HaDoiros, everybody. In other words, the entire world from Brias Odom till the end of time, everybody was Nichlal in Brias Odom. Because he was the seed, he was the shayrish of everything that was to come out. So everything is nichlal and Odom Rishon. As a matter of fact, Medrash Tanchuma says, Pashas Kesiso, Ad she Odom Rishon mutal goylom, when Odom Rishon was lying as a goylom, which before Kadosh Baruch Hu blew life, he was laying there like a piece of clay. Head olaya Kadosh Baruch Hu called tzadik v'tzadik she oimid mezaroi. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Odom Rishon a very, very fast view of the future world. And the Medrash says, some of those future tzaddikim are now located somewhere in the head of Odom Rishon. V'yesh tolu b'saroi, some are in the hair. V'yesh b'tzavoroi, v'yesh b'shtayenov. So clearly Chazal tell us that the future generations were all part of Adam Rishon. He had within himself. He was a composite of all the future generations. He capsulized, right, being only one person, but he capsulized within himself all of the Dairis. And as Chazal says, some are part of his head, and some are part of his neck, and some are part of his hair, and so on and so forth. So Mamela says, Yosef Rav Tzerebbe, an amazing thing. He says, it's very possible many times that a person mitzaratzma is a tzaddik, and he's not roi to be chayte. But you know what brings him to be chayte? It means, since within him is nichlal, all of his zera, atzoyf kala doiris, some of those zera could be zera ra. Could have some of the generations are evildoers. And those evildoers are now part of him. They're all within him now, at this particular time. So the zera ra that he has in the future is nichlal in him now. It is that evil force of the zera ra of the future, which is now in him, because they didn't come out yet. They're all part of him. They are the sibe that causes them to be chayte. And he points out, this is Beferish and Arizal. Amazing thing. The Ari HaKodesh says in Sefer HaLakutim in Parshas Hazinu, Sibas Chetoi Shel Adam Rishon Hoya. What's the Sibas HaChet of Adam? Adam, Yitzir Kapo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the Mepharshim, you know, they try to figure out a way, why was he chayte? Too simplistic, simple to learn the Parsha, because, you know, he just liked to eat the fruit, which it says by the Isha. Why did he eat? Says the Rizal, says, you know why? B'sibas Nishomas Shoye Kulim Boy Mikol Minu Min. Because being that Adam Rishon, right, encompassed with himself all different types of people, all different behaviors of people, any behavior you can imagine, from the highest to the lowest. Everything was all part of Adam Rishon. Mehem, he says, Reikim, Mehem Tzadikim, Mehem Rishoyim, Mehem Gazlonim, Mehem Gargironim, Umitzidom Nisavola Echon Reitz. It's because of the Chelik Zera that he had within himself, right? Evildoers. Gazlonim, maybe Reitzchim, Rishoyim. They were all part of Adam Rishon at that time. It was Mitzidom. It was because of those elements within him, he Mitzaratzmoy might not have been Chayte. But Adam Rishon is more than what he is himself. Adam Rishon represents all of the Dairis. And in the Dairis, of course, there's a variety of people, all different kinds of people, from the highest to the lowest. Mehem Rishoyim, as he says. And you have Mehem Gazlonim. So Mitzidom Itaki was not fit to be Chayte. He says, only Bisibosom. He said, Mkolzai says, Arizal, Adam Rishon did tshuva. He said, and Lamaisa, he said, if not, the chet would have been forever, forever. Lamaisa, with Misa, there's a kapora, kibir makolcho, maistomus, and so on and so forth. So it comes out that Adam Rishon was not chayte mitzaratzmoy, according to the Arizal. Adam Rishon was chayte, why? Because being that his neshom is a neshom klolis, that's koilal, all of the neshom is a tzof kol adairis, he was chayte because of some of those zera ra, some of those toilodes that are not so good. Some of the negative koiches, right, that are going to come out of him, some of the progeny that are not that good, they are those besibes them that he was chayte. Says the Ostrov, the Gevaldi Gevort. When we say the vidui, we're not indicting our parents, we're saying the opposite. The reason our parents were chayte, because of us, we were part of them. Aval anachnu vavoiseinu chotanu. We want to go say how far our chet. The chet that we were chayte is not just something that we were chayte for ourselves, but in case 80 years ago or 50 years ago my father was chayte, maybe even before I was born, but I was part of him. I was nichlal b'soichay, and Mamela, he was chayte because of me. That's the confession, that he takes the responsibility all to himself. I can't remove the burden from his parents. Aval anachnu vavoiseinu chotanu. Doesn't say first the others and then himself. I can't. It's anachnu. It's because of us. That's why vavoiseinu chotanu. But now, says the Ostrovtser, if this works in a negative way, it also works in a positive way. But if a tzaddik, like Adam Rishon, for example, would do a dover toiv, you can't give him the full credit either. Because being that he contains within himself all of the koiches, all of the future koiches, of all of the zera that's going to come out of him, he had many tzaddikim also that came out of him. So in the same way that Adam Rishon can be influenced by the negative koiches that are within him from the future, he can also have positive influences from the tzaddikim. Says the Ostrov Tzerebi, says, Avraham Avinu, all of the previous nisyonis, he says, that happened, which took place basically before Yitzchak was born. Avraham Avinu had within him, he had, Yitzchak was within him, and all of the future generations, all of the positive. Also, Avraham Avinu contained, he was Nichlal B'Soichai, he was Kol B'Soichai, all of the generations. He doesn't get full credit for passing the test. Once Adam Marishan gives birth to Yitzchak, Yitzchak now takes over. Because even Avraham Avinu should die, all of the koiches go now into Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu now is able to be Oymed B'Nisoyen without the aid of the future generations, because now it has been transmitted to Yitzchak. Shlo Yoimru, if you don't pass this test, they'll say Ein Mamish B'Rishoynis, because even though you did pass all the previous tests, this was not your doing alone. This was because of all of the future Dairas that were contained within you. But the Nisoyen of the Akedah, that's when Yitzchak is already born. The Nisoyen was with Yitzchak. So Mela, now all of the future Nishamas now become Nichlal and Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu, even if you should die, everything is Nichlal and Yitzchak. Everything is Nichlal and Yitzchak. In that sense, now that's transmitted into Yitzchak, so Avraham Avinu fully now was Oymed B'Nisoyen. Anyway, he develops this thought further and further, just to show you how far this goes, the idea of all of the Nishamas were Nichlal already, starting with Adam Rishon. So Kaponam Vipa Bapach Nishmas Chaim, as we say, which is Adam Rishon, but of course this refers to not only to Adam Rishon, but this refers, of course, to all of the Yidden as well. So now, so we have Ipa Bapov Nishmas Chaim, and we have Ato, and we also have Ato Nofach Tobi. And we have Ato Nofach Tobi. L'kai Nishomach Nisat Tobi, Ato Baroso, Ato Yitzarto, Ato, no, this, yeah, Ato Nofach Tobi. But, you know, there's an interesting thing someone once asked, you know, the spelling is not exactly the same way that it is in the Nusach, that we say in the Siddur. The Siddur is with a hey at the end, v'ata nafachto. The Tanya writes it, v'ata nafachto, without a hey at the end. Without the hey at the end. And it was suggested that the chilik, why the Tanya omits the hey, because the Tanya did not want you to maybe misinterpret, because nefachto with a hey means HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew it, which means that the neshama, right, itself might not be an essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama. The neshama is something which is apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just blew the neshama in. In other words, blowing was a way of bringing the neshama in. But the neshama itself might be something apart. Therefore it says no. Vato nofachto, which means to say is that you're blowing itself, that's the nefesh. From the blowing itself became the nefesh. Not you blew the neshama. The blowing itself is the essence of the neshama. The blowing is from within, right? The air comes within, and that itself is the neshama. So the blowing, right? The neficha itself becomes the nefesh. Tayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim means from the neficha itself. So that's you talking why the Tanya possibly omits the hay, if it's a kash at all. Some say the Poshet says, when he wrote it, he wrote a little strechel on top, then it was just omitted. So maybe that's possible. Either way to understand it. All right. Tanya continues on further. Tanya goes on to say that this idea, that the Shayrish of Yid, basically is rooted, right, in the innermost being, in the innermost essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tanya says that this is indicated further by the fact that we know, by the way, we know Klal Yisrael is referred to as Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And we have to understand what's the role of Bonim, the relationship between Bonim and Av. We understand what the relationship is between Bonim and Av, between a Ben and an Av. That will help us understand and realize where, again, the Neshama of the Yid comes from in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that exactly is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Neshama, each and every Yid. And he goes on to say as follows. He says, Kach al derech moshul. He says, al derech moshul, he says, Nishomis Yisrael olu b'machshova. He says, we find the Chazal, we find the Loshen, that the Nishomis of Yid, it came up in the Nishoma, means in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine thought. The Medrash embraces. It came up, which means to say very simply, just stopping right there, it says that a Yid has his Shayrish, right, in the divine thought. Right? You know, what's Machshava? Machshava is the innermost level, right, of a person's being. Machshava. There's nothing most inner than a Machshava. There's nothing most essence of a person than his mind, his thought. His thought. That is the Matthias of the person. That's his thought. So if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Olu B'Machshava, that Yidden came up, right, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thought, in the divine thought, it means, therefore, quite simple. It means that Yidden came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most innermost being, which is the Machshava, which is opposed to all other Nivroim, was not Machshava, was Dibur. Basora Mamorois Nivro Ho'ilon, right? Vayoyimer Hashem, Vayoyimer Hashem, Vayoyimer Hashem. Everything is through Dibur. And Dibur is more, in relation to thought, Dibur is more of the chitzoni, of something that's outward. Machshav is more, much more pnimius. So Machshav is the most pnimius that you can get. And Mamel, that's the most private, that's the most hidden, that's the most essential. So Mamel, since it says that Nishomus Yisrael Olu B'Machshava, that a Yid has a source in the thought, in the Machshava of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kedachsiv, as it's written, as the Potik says, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. It says that Yidden, right? Bnei Bechayri is my firstborn son. This is the way that it's described, the relationship. Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. And then there's another posik. Posik also says, Boni Matem Lashem Alekeichem. Right? In other words, the differences between the two psukim is, the difference is because the first posik talks about Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, talks about Klal Yisrael in general. Right, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, and here it says Bona Matam Hashem Lekechem concerning Jews as individuals, that your children unto the Rabbeinu Shleilem. In other words, like this, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, the first posik, that is said B'loshin Yochid, but it's talking about Klal Yisrael, right? Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, not talking about one Yid. Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, it's said B'loshin Yochid, it's talking about the Klal. The Klal is one unit. The Klal, the entire Klal, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. The second posik, Bona Matam Hashem Lekechem, is written B'loshin Rabim. But it's referring to each Yid B'Protis. Bonim Atem, each individual. The Rabbi means many individuals. Bonim Atem, each individual Yid. Each individual. Each individual Yid is considered to be a Ben. Are all Bonim Takodesh Baruch Hu. When you look at the first Posik, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. Now usually, when you say, this is my Bechar, that right away implies that what? That you have a second one. There's somebody who is second. So someone might think that if the Pasuk says Bnei Bechayri Yisrael, it means that Yidden are the oldest son and all the other Umasoilim are the second son. Except Yidden are Bechayris. So the Tanya wants to tell that's not so. That's not the Kavan of the Pasuk. Bnei Bechayri Yisrael is not to say that the others are Bonim as well, except we are only Bechayrim. No, no, no. Then it says we are the only son. However, each and every son is a Bechar. Geventlich, we have five sons, only one can be the Bechar. The Chiddush is that in spite of the fact that Gantz Klal Yisrael is the only son, but each and every Yid is a Bechar. That's the Chiddush. Not imply that the other Umasoilam are Bonim as well. No, because Bonim Atem Lashem Lekechem. The only Bonim that we have is Klal Yisrael. These are the only Bonim. But Bnei Bechayri Yisrael tells us the level of the Yid that is a Bechin of a Bechar. And by the way, you know in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Avos in Paragimel, Mishudalu says, Chavivim Yisrael, Shinikru Bonim Lamokim. Yidden are so beloved. How? Because we see that they are referred to as Bonim. By the way, then it says something else. Chavivim Yisrael, Shinitlem Klechemdo. That Yidden are beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gave them the Torah. So what you see from these two memories, we always might have thought that they go together. That Yidden, why are Yidden called Bonim Lamokim? Because they were Makabal the Torah. That's the way on the surface, that's what it would appear. Now, why are Yidden called Bonim Lamokim? Why are we called Bonim Lamokim? Because we accepted the Torah. However, what the Tanya is telling us, that's not the reason. The reason why we are Bonim Lamokim, because we emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava. And where does the sun emanate from? The Tipa. The Tipa is from the Moyach of the Av. And the same way that the Ben is a product, right? The Tipa, which comes from the Moyach of the Av, so to Klal Yisrael, Kibiyochel, we came from the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we are Bonim. Because in the same biological way, It's a biological fact. In fact, we're mekabel the Torah is nachazach. But we are called bonim lamokim because we are nimshach, because we are nimshach from the machshava and the chokhma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Tanya is trying to put forth here. So that's the idea. Kach ki biyochel, si perish, ki moisha haben nimshach memoyecho av. The pasuk means to say, in other words, what's the significance that we say that a yid is bonim lamokim? So what's the big deal? What does it mean? It means to say in the same way that the ben is nimshach memoyecho av, right? A child, right? How's he derived from? The source of him being derived is from the father's brain, from the moyach of the av. Kach ki biyochel, so too, nishmas kol ish Yisrael nimshicho nimachshavtoi v'chochmoso yizborach. The nisham of every yid comes from Hashem's thought and from his wisdom. Right? So it comes from Hashem's thought and Hashem's wisdom. And, as the time's going to go on to explain, what does that mean? When you talk about Hashem's thought and wisdom, that's the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The time's going to tell us that a little further soon. In other words, b'derech klal, their cloud, what just give Ishtikla Akdoma, what the Tanya is pointing out, is that their cloud that there are three levels by a human being. There are three levels. There's the person who knows something. We talk about Chochmah. We talk about Chochmah. You have the person who knows it. Then the intellect is the tool with which he knows it. That's why do I, the person, know it? What's the tool? How I know it? The tool with which you know is the intellect. And then you have the subject matter, in other words, that which is known. The three components. To have a total yediyah, the three components. You have the knower, the person who knows it. Then you have the intellect, right? Which is the tool with which he knows it. And then you have the yedua, the item that is to be known. These are three things. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not so. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all three things are one. Now, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chokhmah. Everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wisdom. He is the yodea. He's the Yedua. He's all one. As you're going to show, and you say, even though we don't understand it, the subject matter is something else, L'chayre. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he knows, which is everything, he's the knower, he's the Yedea, he's the Yedua. All these three components all are one. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Which means, going back again, if the neshamas of Yisrael come from where? From the machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because all of these halakim are all part of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no different components. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have different components. It's all one. It's all unity to the highest level. So you have no fringes. And you have no diversion. So it's all considered one unity. And Mamela, if we are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava, Olu B'Machshava, it means we're part of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish. Quite simply, you know, you have two people in the world that are Mashpia of their Chochmah to others. You have an Av, who Mashpia of his Chochmah to his children, and you could have a Rebbe, who Mashpia of his Chochmah to a Talmud. Now, the Av is Mashpia in a different way. The Av actually gives his son part of his essence. Being that the son is a product of Moyach HaAv, he not only gives him the knowledge, but he gives him the Etzem HaMoyach. The Av is Moyrish to the Ben, the Etzem HaMoyach. The Rebbe to the Talmud doesn't give him his mind. The Rebbe could be a genius, the son is not giving him that. He's giving him the Giluy of the Seichel. He's trying the information that the Rebbe, right, that the Rebbe has formed with his Seichel, he gives him that information. But the Etzem HaSeichel is not giving to the Talmud. The Rebbe's Seichel remains his Seichel. That's it. They're two individuals. But the Av actually gives the Etzem HaChochmah. The Etzem Koyach HaSeichel he gives over to the Ben. That's the Chilik. That's what they say. Yofek Koyach HaBen, Mikoyach HaAv. In other words, why is the Koyach HaBen good? Mikoyach Fin, from. Not better. Pashat Pshat is Yofek Koyach HaBen. The Koyach of the Ben sounds better. Mikoyach. It's more Yofek. But the Pshat is also Yofek Koyach HaBen, Mikoyach, because it stems from the Koyach HaAv. The gavels of the Ben is because it stems from the Av. That's the Koyach HaBen. So Tanya goes on now to explain. And he says, I want you to know, when I say to you that the Nishom of every Yid comes from the Machshove, it comes from the thought and the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to know because the Ihu Chakim V'loi B'Chochmah Yediyah. I want you to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses the quality of Chochmah but not v'loy b'chachma yediyah, but not with the type of chachma that's known to us. In other words, we can't understand. We can't understand the makeup of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chachma altogether. As you soon explain, what we're talking about, what we try to explain, in a human being, you have three components: the knower and the known and the knowledge, right? Because Baruch Hu, these three things are not separate; they're all one. We, with our human seichel, do not understand it. That's what he says. Iyu chakim v'loy b'chachma yediyah. It cannot be understood with menschliche chachma. Why? Because Ella, because by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's hu v'chachmasoi echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he and his wisdom are one. Kadosh Kota Rambam. So this he goes on, right? So he goes on and he brings Taked Rambam. The Rambam, in fact, says, what does he say? Shehu Hamado. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the knowledge, Vuha Yadeya. He's also the knower. And he says Vachuli. Because later on it says also Vaha Yadua. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that knows, he's the one that comprehends, he's also the subject of the knowledge, he's everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chachma and his understanding, right? Everything is all one, right? And Mamela, it's different. It's different because we explain Taka from a human being, because there are Klaba human being, as we said, that there's three different Chalokim. You have the person himself, or his Neshama, the person Taka who knows, and as we said, that you have the tool with which he knows, which is his intellect. And then you have also, as we mentioned, the subject matter, right? Which that which is to be known. For example, let's say he knows a sugya or he knows a mishnah or something like that. But however, concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, the Rambam says that he's the power of the knowledge. He is the knower and the known, which means everything all in one. And therefore, the Tanya says further, as you see right away, he says, V'dover zeh, ein b'yecholah su'udam lahavino el barya. The Rambam says it. It's not within the power of the person to be able to understand clearly. When we talk about the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, we can only describe it, you know, just in general terms. Kedachsiv, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Hacheker Elokat Timtso. Can you really find, can you really understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu by searching? In other words, you can search all you want. You can't really plummet the depth of what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It says further, Kedachsiv, not Pasuk says further. Pasuk says, Kiloi Machshevoisai Machshevoisaychem. Right, Omer Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. In other words, a human being cannot possibly understand my thoughts. So the Nekuda is, since the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tanya tells us, based upon the Rambam as well, since the Chochmah of a person, right, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so Melo, the Jewish Neshama, the Yiddish Neshama, which stems from divine Chochmah, derives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chochmah is himself, don't separate the two. So Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Chochmah is the same, is one and the same. So if a Neshama comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, so Amel, it means that the Neshama of the Yid is mamish part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's a fascinating thing to behold, to see what a Yid is. To say it in simpler terms, what a Yid is a Shtik Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what he is. A Yid is mamish, is a Shtik Rebbeinu Shlom. A Yid would know. I mean, the tremendous godless of what he has, what his Neshama possesses. And as we'll see in the Tanya, that this potential even has a kal shebekalit, the lowest yid, has the same potential. He just didn't use it. Again, what he did was he did everything in his power to try to destroy it, try to cover it up, to camouflage it, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, it's still there. And even a kal shebekalit, as he points out right away, because he asks the obvious question. The obvious question is, and that is, if you tell me that every neshama comes from where? From a divine source. Right, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, and Chochmah Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So every Neshama in essence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Shaila is, then we would assume that all Neshamas are on the same Adrega. If all Neshamas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so there should be, well, so why do we have all these levels? Why do we have all these different Madregas? So the Tanya goes on to explain how we have the different ranks and how we have all these different Madregas in the Alazachim. And he says as follows. He says, V'af sheyesh revovois, he says, and even though we have revovois, mine chaluke madregas b'neshomis, we know that there are mamish, there are revovois, tens of thousands, right, of different madregas and neshomis, givoya mal givoya len case. Right, you have rank upon rank upon rank. There's no end to the different levels of machshavas that you could have. Kemoi, for example, goydul malas, Neshama is so obvious, Moshe Rabbeinu. Do we have an asaga what it means, the neshama, the mile of the neshama, of the Yavis and Moshe Rabbeinu, all of our shalom? To compare, he says, right? To compare, he says, al neshama is the reseinu elu, the ikve mishiche, which are so far superior to the neshamas of our own generation, right? Which is the doer before Mashiach. You will know the difference in rank, the difference in madrege, between our neshamas, quote unquote, lowly neshamas, in comparison to the great neshamas of Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheheim Bechinas Akabai Mamish, Legabe Hamoyach Varosh. Our neshamas compared to their neshamas, I like to compare the soles of the feet in comparison with the brain and the head. Everyone understands, even within the human body, that the brain and the head are far, far superior, right, than the soles of the feet. Soles of the feet are the lowest part of the body, are the lowest. In the same way, the chilik in the madrega between the neshamas of our neshamas, he says, the generation before Ikris of the Mashiach, the God of the neshamas of Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, and the obvious, he says, you can compare it. And it's not just between us and Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have to go so far. V'chaim b'chol doir v'doir. Yesh, Rosh Alpha Yisrael. What we have is we have the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shenish Moseim heim b'pechinis Rosh Moyach. Their neshamas are in the category of being a head, or being a moyach, being a brain. Like Abin neshamas ahamoyin v'amoritz, in comparison to the masses. In comparison to the masses, the general public. So even in each generation, there's such a vast difference in Madrege between the Gedoyle Yisrael, the Rosh Alpha Yisrael, to the neshamas of the masses. And more than that, even within the neshama itself, there are subcategories. In other words, each neshama, this is introducing a new idea, which we'll be talking more about later as time goes along in the further shiurim, because here's the Tanya points out, which is a very big yesod in Kabbalah, that we have similar, we have chilukim, we have similar distinctions between nefoshes and nefoshes, means the different levels. Ki kol nefesh kilula mi nefesh ruach in neshama. Something we talk about a lot by Salashidis in different ways, which means every neshama consists of three dargis. The truth is in Kabbalah there's five dargis, but basically the three dargis is nefesh ruach neshama. This is the Rosh Tevis Naran. You'll find this in Sfarim. Nun resh nun. Nefesh ruach neshama. Chayo yechida, which is another two madregas, real high. But basically, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh is the lowest. Then as the neshama attains more kedusha, there's a component which is called ruach, there's a component which is called neshama. So when we think about, you know, we talk about every yid has a neshama, the truth is, says in the Zohar HaKadosh, you start with nefesh. You work your way up to neshama. You start with nefesh. Nefesh is the lower. Ki adam hua nefesh. That is the lower level. From nefesh, you work yourself up to ruach. And from ruach, you work yourself up to a bechin of a neshama. So you see that you have even the level of the neshama from one yid to another is already different. In other words, and just like the level of neshama, so to the level of ruach and nefesh. We see that there's so many differences in the ranks of the neshamas, right? So we would think that in the same way that there are so many different ranks in the level of neshamas, that we think also that the sources should also be different. The sources should be different. In other words, the greater the neshama, the higher its source. The lower the neshama, the lower its source. And yet it's not so. Goes on to Tanya, and the Tanya tells us, Mekol Mokoyim, I want you to know, says the Tanya, that Shoyrish Kol HaNefesh Ruach Neshama Kulam, that the root of every nefesh, or be it ruach, or be it neshama, Meroish Kol HaMadregis, from the highest of Madregis, Atzoiv Kol Dargin, to the lowest of the Madregis, I don't care the level of what your neshama is. I want you to know, Hamalubish, the Guf Amoretz, he says, even which is embodied within the lowest of a yid, the Kal Shebekalim, I want you to know, says the Tanya, they all come from the same divine source. Nimshach Mimoyecho Elyon, they all come from the supreme mind, Shechochme Eloi Kebiyocho, which is the Chochme Elo, the supreme wisdom. And we're going to leave the rest Meshachem for next week to get into this a little bit deeper, of course. But this is what the Tanya tells us. That each and every yid has the same source. It doesn't make a difference what Madreg is in. So ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu's Madreg is higher. That pushed the yid's Madreg, it might be lower. But the source of all of the neshamas come from the same source. And that is from HaKadosh Baruch himself. Every neshama, Rabbi Yisai, is a chelik alakai mimal mamish. Every Yid is a shtick Rabbeinu Shleim, and the potential is endless.